Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. The New York Times has its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2017. And guess who made the cut? The South Bronx. Here to tell us where else we should visit this year is New York Times travel editor Monica Drake. Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with opening the phones. Listeners, do you have a travel destination that you want to add to the list, or is there a place that you want to visit and you want some tips from our travel expert here? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Okay, Monica, so the number one place to visit this year?
It is Canada.
And why is that?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been thinking about Canada this year for many reasons. You know, one is that there's just such a huge political rift in this country. A lot of people sort of jokingly and some not so jokingly sort of threatened to move if the election didn't go their way. And also, though, Canada is having a banner year. It's the 150th anniversary of its confederation, and we just thought this would be a great chance to highlight the country, to make sure that people know that this is not a place that's sort of America-lite, where people just pronounce a few words differently, but it's a vast, diverse country, and it's really ripe for exploration this year.
And for most of your top 52 places, you usually give us a particular city in the country to go to, but for the number one pick, you just say visit the whole huge country of Canada. So could you give us a little more like guidance about where exactly in Canada we should visit?
Sure. And I should say, we often do include entire nations on our list. Madagascar made the list this year, so did Botswana and Gabon. But usually the countries aren't so close to the United States and they aren't so vast. So I think that's why people are surprised. So yes, for specifics, you know, the parks, the national parks in Canada are just jaw-dropping. This year in the U.S., or last year in the U.S., there was a big national park centennial here, and we kind of celebrated our parks and got immersed in them. This would be a great excuse to do the same thing in Canada. There are like 200 national parks and historic sites, and they're free. So that's a sort of easy hit. And also, you know, Ottawa's the capital city. It does not have the kind of the cultural sort of reputation that Montreal does, but it is having a year of celebration, so it's got events throughout the year. So does Montreal, which is has its own anniversary. It's turning 365.
What goes into your ranking system? What factors do you consider when you pick the best places to visit?
We really want places, especially for our top 10, we really want places that we think visitors can get to, or if it's really far away, it's worth the hike in a way. The criteria for the entire list is that something has to be happening this year in the destination. So we do countries, we do cities, we do regions. You know, one of the regions is the Great Barrier Reef, which is, you know, really challenged and gives people who are visiting an opportunity to help repair it. So, but it has to be sort of current of the moment.
And making this top 10 of your list, I was pretty excited about number 8, Tijuana, Mexico. I grew up in San Diego on the San Diego-Tijuana border, mm-hmm. and over Christmas I crossed the border into Tijuana twice in one day and then went back the next day, so I know how great Tijuana is. Why did the New York Times recognize it?
Sure. This is one of those places that I think is often overlooked. You know, I go to San Diego a lot too, and it's sort of people think of a trip to Southern California and they remember late in the game, oh, I can actually cross the border and go to a different country. I also think that people don't really know much about this place. It has a reputation for being a place that's an escape, and you know, it's sort of like, you know, you go there, you party, and then you come back. But there's a lot more. It has a lot more to offer. So we mentioned the culinary renaissance there. It's actually kind of some posh places, some food trucks, of course. but it's also really easy to get to.
Right. And barely making the cut in at number 51 of 52 is the South Bronx. Why the South Bronx?
The South Bronx outside of New York still has, I think, this reputation of being really challenged. People will still say, make reference to the Bronx is burning, and people who haven't been there for ages don't know what it has to offer. So we wanted to point out that, you know, it's getting a lot of development. It's actually a great location in terms of the geographic location is great in New York City. So, you know, there's a lot of retail and dining opening up. There's, you know, a few. There's one Latin-inspired restaurant. There's a hotel coming in the next year. So that's why we wanted to include it. I would have to say, though, it was the subject of great debate on our staff.
Of great debate. Why was that?
I think it's kind of making a statement to put South Bronx on the list. I think people thought we'd get we'd be criticized, or and also that you know, we had to ask the question: if this was happening in another city, would we include it in the list? And I think that because the South Bronx is so important, that you can't really compare it to other locations in the U.S.
And I don't have sources in all 52 countries, but I do know that there has been a little pushback about picking the South Bronx from people who are from the South Bronx. There is a group called Welcome to the Bronx, and they have published what they say is the real list of places to visit in the South Bronx. And they sort of criticize the New York Times blurb as saying, you know, that it only highlights new businesses that they say are gentrifying the neighborhood and that don't have any real roots in the Bronx. They say they wouldn't say that the Bronx is the best place to go because of the artisanal coffee shops, but maybe to go to this Mexican restaurant called Xochimilco or this other one called La Morada, which WNYC did a story on recently. So I'm wondering, when you do lists like this as a travel editor, from whose perspective do you make these recommendations?
That's a great question. I mean, I think for us, because this list so focuses on new development, that is what we emphasized on this item. But there is a sort of tension. I mean, you don't want to be accused of, like, you know, I don't know what the technical term for Columbusing is, but you don't want to be accused of saying to people, hey, we discovered this place because there's a great coffee shop and that's why you should go. So for all of our coverage, we really try to be careful and not give that impression. We try to highlight places that have some sort of tie to local culture, even if they're new. But in this case, there are so many new things from businesses that don't have roots there. That's the direction we chose to go to. But I also say I looked at that list of other places to visit in the South Bronx, and it's great. Mm-hmm. I want to go to those places. And the point of the list is to encourage people to travel and explore. So if this item makes people want to come up with other places to go, that's wonderful.
Okay, so if we really want to get away, experience something really different, see something really beautiful, where should we go?
Wow, so many places to go. I want to go to Madagascar. it's a great destination right now. It's really far away. It's off the southern coast of Africa. But it truly feels like an escape. It's reestablishing itself, its tourism, as for ecotourism. So, you know, you have the whole thing, whale sharks, and there's a bunch of lodging options. So that's great. A little closer to home, you know, I do have to say that Canada is a good option because because it's so vast, we had we actually had a drone shooting footage around Canada, and we got the video back, and people were just floored that, you know, the shots were actually from Canada. So there's a great beach in Tofino by Vancouver, which is just a great place to go surfing, and it's not a warm Caribbean beach, but it is quite jaw-dropping. And
of course, as you kind of mentioned a little bit, there are places on your list that are sort of in danger of not being there in the near future because of climate change. The Maldives are sinking, and the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, 1,400-mile-long reef made up of 13,000 coral reefs, is dying, the world's largest living organism. So you recommend checking those out soonish?
Definitely. I mean, we try not to be alarmist, and we also want to make sure that when we're telling people to go to a place like the Great Barrier Reef, we're not putting it more in peril. So that's why I was really happy with the writer Dave Seminara, who came up with these suggestions. Tourists can, you know, volunteer at a turtle rehabilitation center. And there are a lot of other local science groups that take, you know, volunteers. So that's a great opportunity to see something and you know, contribute to the environment while you're there.
And a few countries made the list a couple of times, India, Croatia also, which you call the star of the coast there, which you say has long been able to rest on its aesthetic laurels.
Yeah, Dubrovnik is just really beautiful. It's actually the setting for the Dalmatian coast is the setting for Game of Thrones, which no, I don't think there are any spoilers here. It's it was the setting for King's Landing.
Okay.
In recent years, though, it's getting a lot of sort of posh hotel development and restaurants. So it's not only sort of just gorgeous, but it's getting the attractions to match it.
Okay. And just very quickly, best places to visit here in the United States besides the South Bronx. Very quickly.
Okay. Birmingham, Alabama. Great food. Awesome food. Also Greenville, South Carolina for that reason.
All right.
And that's, Detroit.
That's enough. Thank you so much. We're going to have to end it there. Monica Drake is the New York Times travel editor. Monica, thanks for joining us. And that's all for the Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
Okay.